you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is dropping bombs. She's talking sex tape, new D, and how she was almost a runaway bride. Actress and singer Jana Kramer is back to break it all down with me and Morgan. And let's pray my tongue decided to show up to work today.
Thank God, yes.
I loved it.
It was fun. It was real. It was authentic. It was a good time. I love a live show.
I know. Exactly. And I like when people get real. So check out the three wildest moments from last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion.
Do you feel that the show would have had its massive initial success without the publicity that surrounded the sex tape?
Looking back, probably not.
Have you thought about the time that you're gonna have to explain it to any of the kids?
Absolutely. Or have you? It's probably the one thing that I wish didn't exist, and if I could erase any of the stupid things that I've done in life, that's probably it.
There was Kim's famous $10 million wedding to Chris Humphries that lasted almost as long as my last hangover, 72 days.
What you said to me is, get out of it. Go. I'm going to put you in a car. No one will find you. Right. Just leave. And I'll handle it.
And I'll take care of it.
Wow.
And I thought, okay.
Get out of here.
Everyone, you know, we're filming this for a TV show. If I leave, I'm going to be known as the runaway bride forever. And it's going to be a huge joke. And I think I just have cold feet. So I was like, okay, guys, it's just cold feet. I got this. It's cold feet. We get to Italy for our honeymoon. And I was like, I think I made the wrong decision.
There are rumors that you're dating Van Jones.
Van texted me and was like, this rumor has gotten me so many dates, and I'm so grateful. So I
rumors
owe you.
First of all, let's start with the wedding.
Yes, let's
wedding.
Please start. First
yeah,
of all,
I'm going to start with the easiest one to get into.
Okay. Okay.
I think this happens all the time where people marry people they know they shouldn't.
Well, duh.
my second wedding.
What are you talking about?
The exact thing that she said. I was like, yeah, 1,000%.
We talked about this yesterday. It's so crazy. Even if you love somebody, you have a long relationship with them, even if it's a successful one and you are great together, you know when you are walking down that aisle, there is something in the pit of your stomach that's like, this is not right.
Yeah. I cried in the bathroom.
There are people
with
here.
My friend being like, I made the wrong decision. Like walking down the aisle, I was like, yeah, this is wrong.
This is wrong.
This is wrong.
But you do it, there are guests, there is cake. There are, in my case, cameras. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where you get really, it's easy to get swept up. And I will say, I think Kim made the right decision. I think she's correct. I think had she run away, it really would have been a joke. I think it's less of a joke that the marriage only lasted 72 days. A lot of people's marriage have only lasted 72 days.
I hear you, but I disagree. Just because it's like, I wish that, like, I mean, it sounds terrible, but on paper, like, I wish I didn't have any. The last marriage, I obviously, like, I'm very proud of, because that was a marriage and we worked, but we worked hard. But like the first two, I mean, the first one, I was 19 and I went through a drive-thru in Vegas and I was like so stupid.
Yeah, 19, you can't even spell.
Yeah, so
it's
I'm
fine.
Like, okay, that I wish can X. And the second one, I'm like, yeah, literally, like, we had the OK magazines, like the stuff. And I was like, I want to cancel it, but I don't want to cancel people's plans. Looking back, I wish I had the balls to be like, no, what do I want?
But by the way, OK magazine would have been like, great, we're going to get the exclusive on that. I think when people go down this road and they end up at a spot where, oh my God, I can't disappoint people, people would be less disappointed than you think. People love a little bit of drama. This would have given them,
what do you
they
mean?
Love
they
a little
feed,
bit of drama.
They feed off of it.
The only thing I feel bad about in Kim's situation is She married a guy who took the sanctity of marriage very seriously. Yes. He was a Christian. 95% of the people out there would have married Kim Kardashian for clout and fame. But this man was a devout Christian. He really wanted to get married. He really loved her. So I think for her, it was worse that she met the one person who she couldn't just be like, let's stay in this for a year. You're going to get some things out of it. I'm going to get some things out of it, and we can move on. Kim got to change her whole identity from that. But Chris Humphries, as much of a he's a good NBA player, am I right?
By the way,
no one knows him by being a good NBA player. Everyone knows him as a guy who's married to Kim Kardashian for 72 days.
Is that verified, though? Is he actually good
NBA? He's a good NBA player.
That's not fair. That's not what he wanted. That's not what he asked for. So it would have been probably better if, like, she was like, you know what? Like, this, you know, I don't feel
But I also think we have to look at the history. I mean, she started, she broke up with Reggie and, like, was really in a place in her life. I remember watching the show where she was like, I really just want somebody, and this is the type of person that makes sense for me to be with. So she kind of fell into the idea of him versus, like, him.
Yes.
So she
tried, that's what we talked about yesterday.
Right. She tried her hardest, and I think she really did give it all of her efforts. I just think, I don't know. I think she did the right thing.
So did you feel like you had to get married because you were on TV?
No. My situation was different. Like, okay. I was in a real relationship. You know, it just wasn't a relationship that should have gone to marriage.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I don't regret the relationship or whatever, but I just think when it was time to walk down, I was like, this is probably not going to work for either of us long term.
It's kind of like telling people you love them. Like, have you ever told someone you love them, but you didn't actually really love them?
All the time. Love you, boo.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that sex tape, okay? The thing we were not allowed to talk about.
Ever.
For 4 years.
Forever.
Let's finally talk about it.
Okay.
Do you think the Kardashians would be where they are without that sex tape?
You said last week when we were here, this network wouldn't have been without a sex tape.
Well, there you go, Jana.
Let me tell you something, Jana. That sex tape is the Steve Jobs of VHSs, okay? Apple was not built by anybody but Steve Jobs, and that Kardashian empire, that's a $2 billion VHS.
Yeah.
So I think for them, she's right. They probably got it quicker than they would have gotten it. Yeah. I think Kim and Chris would have figured it out together.
You can't pay for that type of publicity. No. And it was like, it was the right kind of sex tape, if that exists. Like, it wasn't like a trashy, you get what I mean. Like, it had some, you know what I mean?
And okay, it wasn't
boring. I have to be really honest. I've never seen the sex tape. So, like, is it something you can just Google?
I think you have to pay for it now.
You have to pay for it now.
But how have you not seen it?
I mean, I'm not just, like, looking for random, like.
Neither am I. I just watched it a few times.
Everybody's sex tape.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, interesting.
Like, it's like, I don't want to, like, I've never done a sex tape. Have you?
No, I've never done a sex tape, but if I meet somebody out and I'm like, you know, interested in them, I always wonder, like, I wonder if they're good at sex. Like, when someone's so sexual, like when someone's like Kim Kardashian and she's putting
it all there.
Who's so gorgeous.
I
wonder, is it like, you know, starfishy? Is it good? Like, you know what I mean?
It just was, everything came together around that tape. Like, it was the perfect storm. And I honestly think, as much as it's probably really difficult for her, and I'm sure she has days where she's like, ugh, I wish this did not exist, it really has helped the entire family get to where they are, which, you know, you take the good with the bad.
They made lemonade out of lemons.
They made $2 billion.
Yeah,
like,
they made a lot.
They're good, and, like, they spun it in the best way.
And everyone has sex. Hers just happened to be on television, so whatever. Good for her.
Well, part two of the reunion airs Sunday night at 9 p.m., and a Cards marathon kicks off right after Daily Pop.
Aww.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, Paris Jackson wants you to know nothing and says everyone who walks into her home signs an NDA.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what she told Willow Smith on Facebook's Red Table Talk.
I'm very paranoid about, like, information.
Right.
Like,
oh,
if I'm telling
everyone that walks into my house signs an NDA.
Yo, like
it's gnarly.
It's gnarly. Like, even being like, oh, like, delete that text because I don't want people to, like.
Oh, yeah. It does a lot to your nervous system because you're constantly in fight or flight.
Exactly.
Fight, flight, freeze, collapse. You're constantly, like, walking on eggshells, constantly looking over your shoulder.
By the way, she was raised by one of the most paranoid people in the world.
Sure.
And famous.
Yeah.
Famous forever.
Yes. And I think her dad's paranoia kind of trickled down to her. And that happens from time to time. When you're anxious around your children, 9 times out of 10, they're going to turn anxious.
I know. That's why I have to, like, breathe through it.
Have you ever signed an NDA for one of your friends?
I wish. Because let me tell you something. When you go somewhere with a famous person, I've traveled with famous people for the last 11 years. Mm-hmm. When something leaks out, the witch hunt that ensues is one of the most terrible things you have ever been a part of. And there are times where I know who the leak is. And if that person is invited on a trip, I sit my ass at home.
Well, I actually have to add to this because in my reality with my new husband, not so new anymore, everybody who comes into the house signs an NDA.
Oh, wow.
Everybody. Like, if Justin came over, he wouldn't have to sign an NDA. He's my friend. Sure. But, like, anybody that's, like, working in the house, doing something in the house, comes for when we had any sort of baby classes, anybody that comes in, NDA. Not allowed to talk about what our furniture looks like, not allowed to talk about what we were wearing, how we were, if we were nice, not a word.
No.
And I think ultimately it's the only way to protect yourself, and not that I am somebody that needs to, you know, protect themselves to that level, but his family is powerful and famous, and I just think you have to go to those lengths. For Paris to live an easygoing and anxiety-free life every day, she needs to know that she's protecting herself at all costs.
Yeah, but also at some point you got to let your life happen, and you have to let people be people, and you have to trust that people coming into your home are
people. You can't, though, because you can't trust most people. You can't trust most people.
I mean, my best friend was the one that sold the story that my husband was a sex addict.
I'm sorry.
Like, that's really shitty. And it's like, I would have never imagined to have anyone sign an NDA.
Damn.
Ever.
Ooh, that's why you do it.
Hold on.
I mean, that ruined everything.
How did you find out it was her?
There was one thing in the article that I only told him. And I was like, I've not talked to him since, but he'll probably deny it. No, he'll deny it. He would totally deny it.
Well, he knows why you're not talking to him.
There's one thing that, like, I only told him. And so it's like, I would never, I have my band guys and people like that, you know, nannies sign NDAs, but it's like, they still talk.
Yeah.
So it's like, what really is the...
What's the thing? But, you know, they talk amongst each other. The NDAers talk amongst each other. Yeah. That's how you recollect.
It's so true. Like,
it's so true.
Yeah.
But I know a very famous woman who was trying to figure out who the leak was in her camp. And what she did was she told one story and changed one detail throughout everybody and kept track of the detail that she kept for everyone in a journal. And then when the story finally came out, she knew exactly who it was. The crazy part about that makeup guy is back in her camp today, which is so crazy.
Well, you can't mess with a good beat. That's different.
You can't mess with a good beat.
If someone puts on a good lash, it doesn't matter what they're talking about. You need them. You need them.
It's crazy. Made hundreds of thousands of dollars on her.
You know how you can't have people. And here's mine was my stylist. Like, he was my old stylist. And it's like, as amazing as he was, like a great stylist, like I can't have liars in my life or people that are going to not be honest.
Yeah. Up next, the crazy new twist in the Chrissy Teigen Tex tale. Plus, the housewives go to war. Who's really to blame for all those firings?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm filling up the legendary Ryman Auditorium to celebrate Pride through the power of music.
I'll stand by you.
Howdy, Nashville.
I'll stand by you.
Tonight will be all about celebration. Everybody is welcome here. Who's ready to party in the USA?
I'll stand by you, and you, and you. I'll stand by you.
You guys, how crazy does this look? I actually got a sneak peek, and it's insane.
I love her.
It's at the Ryman, so, like, I'm so happy about that. And then the Mickey Guyton's one of my really good girlfriends, so I can't wait to see her just shine up there on stage.
It's going to be good. You guys, make sure you check out Miley Cyrus Presents Stand By You. It's streaming only on Peacock next Friday, June 25th, in celebration of Pride Month. There are a ton of guest stars. You do not want to miss it. And if you don't have Peacock, it's easy to sign up. Just scan that QR code on your screen right now. It's free. Don't tell them. And it's going to be great. So I'll see you on June 25th. Now, there's another twist in the Chrissy Teigen drama. Business Insider is reporting that someone from Chrissy's team says Michael Costello faked the DMs that showed her bullying him. Well, Michael's team just fired back.
Oh.
The fact that Chrissy Teigen's team is desperately trying to prove the DMs are fake and attempt to discredit Michael Costello confirms that she remains the same bully despite her public apology.
Well, we know why she's heard someone in her camp is claiming that they're fake. It's because the DMs that he posted don't show a check mark. And she was verified at the time.
Interesting.
And so to me, I was kind of going through the article thinking like, well, what, how is she gonna say that she didn't write them or whatever? But when that little nugget came through, I was like, damn. There is no check mark. Like, she's been a verified lady for a long time. And I do think, and we've talked about this a lot of times, when people have a scandal and they mess up, and she has messed up, she has acknowledged it, she has apologized for it, people come out of the woodwork to try to get their minutes. And I'm not belittling Michael Costello and what he went through. Mm-hmm. I think what happened to him was very serious. But I do think all of a sudden everybody's like, let me get into this storm so that I can get some press.
For sure.
From every angle. So
that's
a very, whether it's true or not, it's an extremely smart angle to take because it made me think like, there really is no check mark. So how, is that her?
100%.
I just don't like doctored stuff anywhere. Like, can we just like find the truth? It's like, that's why I even hate watching media.
How
it's like,
do you what even doctor it though? How do you that's even what, doctor like, it?
People have apps. Look, I said this before. I said this.
Do you believe it? Do you think, that they're not real?
Let me tell you what I do believe.
Okay.
I do believe, and I've said this before on this show, sometimes your team just wants you to get out of as quick as possible so you can get back to making money. I've also said, I don't think that Chrissy Teigen is a terrible person, but I do think that she should take several seats right now, chill out, let this whole thing just air out.
Way too soon.
All you had to do was unplug your Wi-Fi, send Leona Lewis an edible arrangement, and watch this whole thing take.
You think it was a premature, and even though it was kind of through the side door, like obviously it was a discussion amongst your team to even add to it, because it's just, it's perpetuating what she's going through, you're
Justin's
saying.
Justin's frozen right now.
I don't
right
mean
now.
To belittle Michael Costello. But you're not fighting with Valentino here. You're not fighting with Beyonce here. You're not fighting with Gwen Stefani here. This is, when you're that big of a celebrity, you don't have to take on every struggle because once you start throwing fists, again, like you said, people are gonna come out the woodwork. I already heard, and we.
You apologize, leave it, put your hands up, walk away from this, and don't touch.
And you
hands.
Wait, and you wait for Oprah to call you and say,
which,
let's sit down.
He did say
and
that,
talk
and two
about
minutes
it.
Later, there
I
was
can't,
discussion.
I can't do it. You think Chris Harrison is getting on the phone with everybody saying, oh my God, I knew that. No, he was like, okay, I'm gonna wait for ABC to call me, I'm gonna do this one big sit down, and I'm gonna keep it moving. I just think, and I feel bad for her. And
do you feel bad for her?
I feel bad for her that she's getting the wrong advice, but I do believe that she should take her licking right now because
she should
be taking her licking right now because what she said was wrong.
She wasn't a kid saying that. Even what kids,
exactly.
13-year-old kids are telling kids that, which is, that's not okay. That's awful. It's terrible.
Oh my
Think
God.
About what our kids are gonna, you know.
I can't even.
Like, I can't.
It was horrible.
But as a grown-ass woman, like, you don't tell someone to kill themselves at all.
And by the way, I watch Lifetime.
I don't care how old you are.
I watch Lifetime and I watch Dateline. There was just a case with somebody who killed himself. His ex-girlfriend told him to go kill himself. He did. And now she's going to jail. So
the kid in the car.
Huh?
The kid in the
car. Yes. Imagine if Farrah Abram would have hurt herself. Imagine if, you know, Courtney Stodden would have seriously injured her. I mean, hurt herself. She would be held liable. And I'm not saying what she did was not wrong. I'm saying it is wrong.
Yeah.
What I'm
saying
is.
And she was old enough to know the difference. That's what I'm saying too. Like middle schoolers, again, that is so wrong. And like kids are hurting themselves over those bullies. And I hate that. And it makes me like, disgusted. At the same time, like she was not in seventh grade either. Like she was old enough to know way better.
No.
Obviously those kids should know better at that age too, but
yes.
I'm just saying.
Right.
And you're coming back to an industry where a lot of people who make decisions have children that are 16 years old and are probably thinking, how would I feel if she would have said that to my 16-year-old child? There's nothing to come back to right now. Mm-hmm. You are kind of sort of on ice. And I'm sorry, you are. You're on ice. Take a moment.
You just don't want to hear from her right now. You want her to just take her licking, as you said. You've put out a public apology. I thought the apology was good. I stand by that. I said that the other day.
And by
the way, I do think she's had a lot of therapy.
I'm going to say this, and I hate to bring this up because I know these two people wanted to move on, and I'm going to be a hypocrite because I say, let these two dogs lie. But if Chris Brown can come back from what he did with what we saw, and be able to make a life for himself after taking a few years out of the spotlight, I think that she would be able to rebuild her own brand.
Oh, this is not...
After the time, I just think she's trying to do it too soon.
This is not the end of Chrissy Teigen.
I don't agree with
that. This is not the end of Chrissy Teigen. She will be back. She will be making products. She will be doing her thing.
And I don't agree with cancel culture either.
That's the thing, at all.
Like, I think it's dangerous.
We're so... I mean, unless it is completely deserved. And what she did was absolutely wrong. I think it was a different time. I think she was a different person. But just... I just feel like... It's just what the thing with cancel culture is, there's just this bum rush of everybody's just like, you can never make a mistake. And it's like, well, the people that are saying that, let's talk about all the mistakes you're making behind the scenes. We don't even know who you are.
I got a tweet the other day, like, can someone just cancel Jana already? I'm like, why can we just all like be happy and do our own thing and like be nice and kind
to each
other?
Like, cancel. Like, be in this world for 2 minutes. Let's see how you do.
Let's see how you handle it. All on the same page that she should take a break.
Yeah.
Just a beat.
Take a beat.
Just a beat.
A little long beat. And we,
come on. Up next, Lala Anthony is about to take a real long beat after she reportedly files for divorce from Carmelo Anthony. Why she's doing it now after all these years. Plus, is it okay to give up the booty on the first date? We're talking with NASA's top booty scientist to find out next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Bachelorette has all been about sex this season, so let's keep the convo going.
Yay.
Joining us now to talk do's and don'ts.
Oh, we're here! Oh!
Talk about sex is dating expert and author Moni Kelly. Yay!
That is hilarious.
That's very funny.
He messed up all day. Yeah. Okay, we need to get right into this.
Okay.
First date.
Yes.
Is it okay to have sex on the first date?
Okay, so I have to say this because every time this topic comes up, someone will always say, well, I had friends, they had sex on the first date, and now they're happily married, blah, blah, blah.
Do not point your finger at me.
That is usually an anomaly because if you're sex positive and you're not really looking for a relationship,
Okay, is sex positive a new phrase that I'm just like...
It's a new phrase.
I've just learned about it maybe about two weeks ago. Wait, help me out.
I don't know what it is. Means like you're good about talking about sex.
Yes.
You're into it.
You're not shameful about it.
Yeah, yes. You're open. You're not tripping on it. Exactly.
Okay, got it.
So if you're sex positive, go for it. But if you're looking for a relationship, there's something about the buildup. There's something about those old school makeout sessions, okay? Don't judge me, but a good dry humping sessions has never hurt anybody. Leave something.
What time is it? I'm dry humping.
If you're dinner on dinner, they might leave a scar. Okay. Now, Jana is afraid to ask this, but
if you
give up the booty on the first date, how do you not freak out? How do you reel it back in?
Okay, so here's the thing. Always remember this. You can't unscramble eggs, right?
You cannot.
So you can't take it back. So the first thing is
accepting.
Accept it. Don't be so hard on yourself. Because we're here.
Thank you.
We're here. Don't be hard on yourself. It happened, right?
Yeah.
And then whatever you do, don't say to the guy or the girl, you know, I don't usually do this. Because you did it. So own it and move forward. Also, make sure it doesn't become where it's only a late night booty call.
Right.
And here is the main thing. Just because you gave up the booty on the first date or too soon doesn't mean you have to do it again right away. You can kind of take your time and pull back a little bit if you can.
I think that that's what's really hard. I think, first of all, I think it's very difficult for a lot of people to give themselves grace and not just beat themselves up. Like, I can't believe I did that.
Yes.
I wasn't anticipating doing that. That was not the plan. And then it happens, and then you have guilt for 100 days, and then you're like, well, how am I going to not do that the next time?
Right.
But I do think you're right. It's the intention. So if you have sex with somebody the first night and he asks you to dinner again, you can have sex with him again the second time because there was a meal before.
I like that.
Yeah,
I feel like a meal,
right?
Who's gonna have sex after a meal? Like, I'm not trying to have a steak grenade.
He can't can't and just then do say, the nasty. Come over at 10:30 at night. Help us, right?
Okay, yeah, like don't become a booty call. And most importantly, don't change your pattern. Don't freak out with him. Because what happens is, normally the guy isn't tripping, but we as the woman, we're like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I slept with him too soon. Then we change our behavior, which turns off the guy. So make sure you keep your feelings and overanalyzing in check.
Overanalyzing.
Talk to your girls. Don't trip on him.
Okay, so I kind of like the guy that doesn't obviously do it first and makes you feel like you're special. But if there happens to be a friends with benefits kind of situation, how do you then switch to a serious relationship?
Those always end
that's
up being
good,
the
e- That's actually a good question.
Those are easiest, though, right? Because there's no pressure?
No, because here's the thing. With
I've
a
been
friend's...
stuck in one for 3 years.
See, okay, this is why we're here and matching up, by the
what
way.
Is... I've been here's in the thing. What is going on with you
with
over there?
With a friends with benefits, what you always have to remember is there is usually, 9 times out of 10, one person in that scenario
that wants more. Yeah.
So you have to be honest with yourself and with each other and have a cocktail. I see you. Mm-hmm. And make sure.
Take it up that tongue for the rest of the
take
show.
Take it to the head. And make sure you're honest. If you're in a friends with benefits situation and you want to switch it up, tell the person you want more. But be prepared if they say that they don't. Be prepared
and if
to
they
walk
don't,
away.
Then it is very important. This is a question to have a statement to move on because
it's
it doesn't
so important.
Align with what you truly want.
Yes.
And then you're not crazy. Sex, and that's okay too.
That's
if you want
totally
the
valid.
Summer,
you just have to. Oh, wait, here's a good point though.
Okay.
If you start off as a side piece, you will always be the side piece.
Wait.
Don't say that.
Hold on. Sorry. Can you say that again for the people in the back row? Monique.
If you start off as a side piece, you will always be the side piece.
Okay, wait, I have another question.
I'm just saying.
If you are in a long distance relationship, I'm sorry, but if you are, what can you do to keep
it?
I wasn't looking at her.
I'm sorry.
He was. I wasn't. Don't.
First of all, show off
Justin
those legs.
Forget him. Do you, if you're in a long distance relationship, it's the trauma weight loss.
Hey,
it's the trauma weight loss.
If you're in a long distance relationship, how do you keep it up?
Okay, here's the thing about long distance. It's hot already because it's kind of a fantasy because you guys are seeing each other at your best. So one of the things I love to say is this. Always have a sexy piece of lingerie. And leave it behind in an unexpected place so that when you leave
so
in your boot.
What is wrong with your brain? I'm having PTSD. We haven't even had coffee yet. Well, he's
this
had
is
a,
the
I'm
best.
Sorry,
I love
this
Fridays
is,
here because this is how it's popping here on Fridays. I'm loving it.
Jesus.
So leave like a little sexy. Like
spray it with something.
Spray a little something on it. Leave a little sexy note. Like do those nice little fun things that kind of keep it spicy and keep them thinking about you. Obviously, we're going to be sexting and things like that. I mean, keep it spicy. Keep it hot.
Yeah, girl. But make sure you leave those panties there that are clean. We really love you. We care about you here, girl. You guys, check out Monique's book, Reality in Chaos. It's available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Coming up, was it Love at First Sight for Blake? I don't think we're doing that one. We're actually going to go to another story. What are we doing, Rebecca? Hold on, my producer's telling me. We're going to talk about Kaitlyn Bristowe's new face.
Oh, God.
I got the wrong tease. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for your Hollywood Minute. Lala Anthony is hanging up Carmelo's jersey after 11 years of marriage. According to multiple reports, she filed for divorce in New York yesterday. Now, the two separated in 2017, but stayed legally married to help ease the transition for their son. Simon Cowell is softening with age, and it might have something to do with his 7-year-old son, Eric. Simon exclusively gave us some parenting advice.
Listen, have fun, learn from them, enjoy every moment, and understand that every year just gets better and better and better.
And if you come for Kaitlyn Bristowe's face, she's going to give it straight to you? Kaitlyn responded to a tweet asking what was different about her look, and she wrote, 6 years since I was on the show, a brow lift, microblading, got my teeth bonded, some filler in my lips, aging, darker hair, and I finally learned how to contour, and I put on some weight. Do you guys wish more celebs would be real like this?
I'm like...
ask you a question.
What was the question? I was doing an Insta story. I mean, I honestly like that she goes out and says it. I mean, like, yeah, like, we talked yesterday. I do Botox. I got my boobs done. Like,
and I'm pissed I didn't have more time to get work done before I got back from maternity leave, but then my thyroid messed up.
By the way, I was praying that she would have gotten the work done because I have been listening to what she
had
wants to do to her face.
I had a plan.
Since 2012.
I had a plan.
And she has not done one thing.
What do you want done?
I wanted, well, I went for my consultation, but then I had to wait 4 months postpartum, and then my thyroid decided to say, you're not getting anything. Wanted to do a little AccuHeat under here. It just gets rid of, I have like a ball sack under there for some reason.
Oh, my friend kills me.
It's not a weight thing. It just is always there. Totally, and then I would have just done a teensy little tickle down, just a teensy subtle little moment. And now, when am I going to get, now I have to just streamline teensy bit. Shout out to Raj. And now I can't go under.
Why?
Because my levels are all messed up. And now I'm going to have to take vacation to get this work done. And I don't want to because I want to go on vacation.
I think it's great, though, that she does. And you're too. Like, you're like, do whatever you want to make yourself feel happy and feel the most confident.
But I won't be happy after. I'll still complain about it to you.
I was going to say the same thing.
And sometimes too much is too much. Like, I think the lip stuff can be too much. I think people need to calm down on the lips.
My
lips
are bad.
My only fear, and I love you as a friend, only fear is it's going to Jennifer Grey you.
I know.
And you can't be a snarky bitch and be that cute.
You
gotta have something fun.
It just projects a little bit, and now that I've had a baby, I'm like, I really feel settled in it, but like, of course, I've been clear, it needs to be very
whatever
subtle.
Whatever makes you feel the most confident. I probably will just die
with this nose forever.
Well, join me in August 2027 as Morgan finally gets her nose job. Live here on E! You don't want to miss it. We'll have interviews with her doctors, her friends, and her husband who had to listen to this for 7 years. Still ahead, our new interview with Kevin Hart, his surprising confession about fatherhood. Plus, think it's hard to make sushi at home? We're showing you how to get your roll on. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, get your roll on. Welcome back. It is International Sushi Day. So here to show us how to roll them up like the pros is chef and journalist Candace Kumai. Okay, wait, I have to do this. Before we start, you can follow along and get the recipe with that QR code at the bottom of your screen. There, we did it. We did the boring stuff. Let's get to rolling.
Yes.
Show us everything.
Yes.
What are we doing?
All right, Morgan and Jana, first take your rice here. Okay. This is seasoned sushi rice. You're going to get your paddle.
Oh, I just grabbed it with my hand because I'm an animal.
You can. Okay. If you're an animal, take
the size of
a lemon or an apple.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to fill the nori, which is your sheet right here of seaweed.
You're
going to leave a little bit of an edge.
Okay,
so here's what sushi rice is. It's actually seasoned with rice vinegar, salt, and sugar.
That's
so
why
it's
I
a
look
little
like
sticky.
The moon the next day. That's why my face blows up to the moon.
No, that's probably the soy sauce, always.
Delicious.
All right, so this is your base, and then what you want to do is leave an edge around, like a border. Huh. Then you're going to add your filling. So whatever you girls want, go for it.
Okay, wait, what's the most, what to make a perfect sushi roll? Is it the filling or is it the sauce? Like, what do you think is more important?
Okay, first, the rice has to be seasoned perfectly and cooked perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Second, you need to add good filling. So say we're doing shrimp tempura, I'll do a little bit of avocado, I'll do cucumber. It's all about freshness.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't worry, when you're at home and you're making
do I need this, like,
Jana, nobody can see you.
I'm not a good chef, okay? But
so
I need this mat? Like, do you have to have a sushi mat roller?
Yeah, you should.
I'm really good at this, actually.
We'll turn it this way, actually.
Yeah.
So, and then we're gonna roll. Damn, you are fast.
I'm not
okay, Morgan, we're gonna do the same thing and turn it so that the filling is towards you.
I know.
Oh.
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
Oh my God, you guys are testing me early.
And can you do, and then you can just do like, if I didn't, let's say I didn't want shrimp, I could do meatless. Just
then
like
do tofu, vegetarian. A lot of people like mango and avocado as a combination.
I like that.
So what you do is you start rolling from this edge. Pick it up with your thumbs. Fold in the first set of fillings and roll with it. Like, just roll.
I am not
roll it over.
Okay.
And then you're going to see the seam here at the bottom, and you're going to just keep the bamboo mat around your seam and give it a light press with the bamboo mat.
Mine is definitely not intact anymore. No question.
She puts it on her body.
Okay, is it also possible though, if we were to make these sushi rolls with no rice?
Oh.
You're carbless and you're like, okay, I want to avoid the rice.
Good question. I would put something like quinoa in there instead.
Okay.
So you don't feel as guilty. But honestly, in Japan, We've been making this kind of stuff for thousands of years, and everybody there is healthy and slim and lean. So you basically cut in the middle, and then you double up.
Very good!
And then you're gonna cut. So this is the shrimp tempura roll here.
Let's pretend I made those.
Okay, I'm gonna hand you some, Morgan. You just do, and you wanna clean the knife in between every cut. So I got a damp towel for you, lady.
And you can just do easily a hand roll too, right?
Like
instead of cutting it, just like this.
You're gonna take half of the nori sheet instead, fill up the amount here, and then you're gonna roll it into a little cone.
Oh.
So that's how you make the hand roll. Yes.
Okay, wow.
You can try it too if you want.
Probably easier to make a hand roll.
We can just
Either or.
We cut it and then we just take the rest of
it. Yes, you did. Morgan, you did it. It's
okay. Look at mine.
Girl, you did it.
Can you believe the talent? It's unreal. I don't even understand how I do
it. Yes, I'm so proud of you too.
Are we allowed to eat it?
Absolutely. Try it out. I mean, in the morning, it's so funny. It's early for sushi, but
I'll eat sushi at any time.
You definitely have to clean the knife because this was my third.
Yes.
You gotta clean it.
Thank you so much for coming. Please come back again. And for these recipes, you guys, and so much more, pick up a copy of Candace's book, Kintsugi Wellness. After the break, cheersing.
Cheers, Mama.
After the break, we're hanging out with Ludacris, and he's sparking a big debate about Father's Day. That's next.
I got to talk to you about Father's Day because you're about to be a father of four very soon. What is that day like in the household?
I'm going to be honest. I think every great father loves his kids, but my ideal Father Day, and I'm speaking for a lot of fathers out there, is to be able to do what we want on that day. Probably to hug our kids, you know, kiss them, spend a little bit of time with them, and then the rest of the day, go off and do whatever the hell we want to do, which is probably watching some sort of sport, sitting on a couch, drinking some sort of alcoholic beverage and smoking a cigar of some sort for the whole rest of the day and being away from our kids.
Moms want that too, but we're too guilty to actually not be with our kids on Mother's Day. Ooh, that's what we like, just to be like, here. Yeah.
My mother would just drop my ass off. Every Sunday was Mother's Day.
I think you gotta create a balance.
You definitely got to create a balance. You guys, be sure to check out tonight's live stream of the Fast and Furious 9 premiere. It's the first time they're ever doing it. Go to E! Online for all the details. You do not want to miss this. Now, you know who else wants to be left alone this weekend? It's Kevin Hart. Mm. He's telling Victor all about that and why he's ready to make you cry.
Now, Kev, Father's Day is around the corner. What's your idea? For me, Father's Day, I'm putting my feet up. I'm getting fed some breakfast.
Ideal is quiet. That's ideal. You know, I got four kids, man. Yeah. Ideal. Y'all gonna leave daddy alone today. Daddy gets left alone a little bit. That's ideal. I take all that comes with it, you know? Spending time with my kids is definitely one of the dopest things that I have the privilege of doing.
Kevin Hart's new movie, Fatherhood, is all about celebrating dads and the work they do that sometimes goes unnoticed.
I'm a parent and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Girl's got some stuff flying out of ass and she can either hit you with a streamer or she'll buckshot you.
It's hard to say that, like, associating a tearjerker with Kevin Hart, you're excited to show kind of this side of your personality.
Absolutely. A good opportunity, man.
I think I could tell that there was a concerned effort throughout this movie to show Black men and Black fathers, per se, in a positive light.
You know, there's been a stereotypical attachment to what a Black father is, especially when talking about the big screen, right? If it's not on drugs, it's going to jail or just getting out of jail or a deadbeat. This is a film that shows a Black father in a positive light.
Incredible. Now, Fatherhood is also co-produced by Barack and Michelle's production company called Higher Ground. How hands-on was he with the project?
I talked to Barack, man, and you know, our conversation was one of about the opportunity. You know, it's a moment to change that narrative. Barack is a guy that's very much hands-on. When it comes to fatherhood, he embraces it, and you can see it. You know, his girls love him to death.
Fatherhood is out on Netflix today, and although Kevin's the star, a 9-year-old steals the show.
Now, talk to me about 9-year-old Melody, man, because my Kennedy's 9 years old, and I'm putting her acting classes tomorrow after watching Melody rock.
You know, that's an amazing, talented little girl, man, and she lit up the room from day one.
Kevin Hart and me are basically the same. Working with Kevin Hart is just
amazing. How does it look?
I think it's a new look. I think it's a new hairstyle that can catch on if given a chance.
Okay, I never wanted kids more in my life. That little girl is the
so
most adorable,
adorable
thing. Can you imagine my little black baby?
Oh, you'll definitely have kids.
I'm just gonna get brother and sister, adopt them. Hopefully, around 7 to 5, 7 to 4. No. I would love to give a child a home. That's
Good person, you. But he's honestly the baby whisperer. I mean, we were literally at, not Craig's, Ciccone's, what, 3 years ago? 4 years?
4 years ago.
7 years
ago. That's the last time I saw you outside.
Shut up. And
she doesn't hang out with me anymore.
He picked up someone's random baby, and the baby was obsessed with him for 2 hours, and I was like, get the baby away. Like, what is going on? We're having alcohol right now.
By the way, I was drunk AF. Coming up, from Juneteenth to Meghan Trainor's baby boy, we've got some feel-good Friday stories you do not want to miss. We are going to close this out on a high note with a little feel-good Friday. Now, first up, tomorrow, June 19th, we are making history.
Throughout history, Juneteenth has been known by many names. Jubilee Day, Freedom Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day, and today, a national holiday.
Now, if y'all think my black ass is coming to work on Monday after this announcement, okay, I'm gonna celebrate Juneteenth all weekend long.
Amazing.
Cheers to that. Amazing. And y'all better pay me for the day, okay? Guys, it's a national holiday, and it commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. This is a pretty big deal.
Huge. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel better on Monday when I can sleep in.
Yeah.
Meghan Trainor has amazing vocals, and it seems she passed it down to her son because baby boy Riley is already talking.
Aww.
I love you.
We're going to count it.
Now, Morgan came here last week really hyped that Ro rolled over at a baby music class.
She's making noises.
So let me just let y'all know.
She's very advanced. They're 2 weeks apart, right?
Two weeks apart.
2 weeks apart.
It's okay. My daughter didn't talk till she was like 3 and a half.
I didn't do anything.
Some kids
3 and a half.
Are a little less.
Everyone has their
your
time.
Your baby's beautiful and
but
totally fine.
She is doing that. I promise. I'm not even being.
Look, white ladies get real competitive. White ladies get real competitive about handbags and baby moments.
I'm saying every baby has their time, but she happens to be.
She's going to have her baby singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Like, can she do this?
She's going to get it dubbed. All right. Oh. Would you ever go out of your way to help your man's ex? Debbie Neal Strickland, I got to give it up to you because girl donated her kidney to her husband's ex just 2 days after her wedding. The two women now refer to each other as kidney sisters. Didn't even go on her honeymoon. Did the right thing. Saved this woman's life. How amazing is this?
Unbelievable. And I think when you're in that position and you are genuinely able to save somebody's life, although it's something that you perhaps did not foresee happening, you kind of, when you're up to the plate, is that right? You gotta just do the right thing.
By the way, you wouldn't give me a kidney if I needed it because you'd be too scared of the scar.
No, that is not true. Thank you, Jana. Thank you for believing in me. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I would give you my kidney. And I would also get time off for doing that.
The lies, everybody. Jana, thank you for being here
with us. Thank you so much.
You guys, Keeping Up with the Kardashian finale marathon starts right here on E! Next week, we have so much for you. Come back 11:10 Central.
Woo!